From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Despite a declaration from the Obama administration that there will be costs for any Russian intervention in Ukraine, all indications are Russia is moving in that direction. Officials say troops have begun moving into the Crimea region of Ukraine. The BBC's Christian Fraser is monitoring the situation.
We don't know the identity of the military units that guard the airports here, but we do know their allegiance lies with Moscow. We know the naval ship that patrols in Balaclava Bay takes its orders from the Kremlin. The military trucks that moved on the roads today belong to the same Black Sea Fleet, all of which suggests President Putin is quickly and effectively taking control. Across the peninsula, there are paramilitary forces in place at telecommunications hubs, at the state television building, and at the local parliament. If reports are correct, 700 Russian troops were flown in tonight, while civilian airspace was closed to all incoming and outgoing flights.
BBC's Christian Fraser. The White House says it's evaluating whether President Obama will go forward with plans to attend an international summit in Russia this summer. In California, more evacuations amid continued concerns over storms there that officials fear could lead to mudslides or flooding. An evacuation has been ordered in another community in the San Gabriel Mountains east of Los Angeles. The storms there are expected to continue through tomorrow. Steve Martin's the assistant fire chief in Los Angeles and says those people being told to evacuate need to do so now.
If you are stuck in your house and mud and debris comes in there, we are not going to be able to come get you out until that debris stops moving, until the mud stops flowing, and that may take some time.
Today, 200 homes in Monrovia near where a wildfire burned in April were evacuated. That comes on the heels of evacuations of 1,000 homes yesterday in the communities of Glendora and Azusa. A federal appeals court in California has ruled that high school officials can require students to cover up shirts depicting the American flag in order to prevent campus violence. NPR's Richard Gonzalez explains the ruling stems from a history of racial conflicts between white and Latino students.
A group of Mexican-American students paraded a Mexican flag during a school-sanctioned celebration of Cinco de Mayo, a Mexican holiday. Some white students at Live Oak High School in Morgan Hill, just south of San Jose, responded by wearing shirts showing the American flag. With tensions brewing, the school principal instructed the white students to turn their shirts inside out or go home with an excused absence. The white students filed suit, alleging discrimination and that their free speech rights were violated. But a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled unanimously that it wouldn't second-guess school officials who were trying to avert violence. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
According to the Commerce Department, the gross domestic product, that's the total value of goods and services within the U.S. economy, expanded at a 2.4% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That's down substantially from an earlier estimate. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 49 points. The Nasdaq fell 10 points. You're listening to NPR. In a major operation aimed at cracking down on global fraud, police have announced the arrests of 110 people in Britain, Spain, Serbia, and the U.S. The raids earlier this week, targeting 35 properties in four countries, connected to so-called boiler room operations. Those are where gangs seek to dupe victims into buying worthless or non-existent shares of stock. Most of the arrests were on charges of fraud and suspected money laundering. A significant step today in President Obama's plan to connect 15,000 schools to broadband and wireless technology within 5 years. At a White House ceremony honoring student filmmakers, the president announced a $400 million down payment, all of it from private companies. Bureau's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Two companies, Adobe and Prezi, are giving schools mostly free software for teachers to use for creative media projects. But the overall commitment from others, including Apple, Sprint, Microsoft, and Verizon, totals $750 million thus far. The Federal Communications Commission is putting another $2 billion to connect more classrooms and libraries to high-speed Internet. Only 30% of schools today have broadband, and Internet speed in 70% of schools that are connected is way too slow. The president says his plan, known as ConnectEd, will create the foundation for transforming the classroom. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Carrie Kennedy, daughter of Robert F. Kennedy, has been acquitted of the charge of driving while under the influence. Jury delivering the verdict today in a White Plains, New York courtroom, where Carrie had been facing misdemeanor charges following an incident where her car struck a tractor trailer and she was found slumped over the wheel. Carrie claimed she'd mistakenly taken a sleeping pill instead of her thyroid medication. She testified she did not remember the subsequent crash. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.